Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's special bonus episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I appreciate you being here. I was inspired to do this radio show for you all about spring 2014 astrology because it's one of the most transformative and energy-packed months of the year. The second quarter has a ton of developments in store for us. And I want to give you a heads up about what is unfolding and some things to think about so that you can really intentionally decide where you want to direct your energy, your life, your healing, your choices, all these parts of ourselves that are continually coming up to be looked at and to make the best possible decisions. So in this show, I'm going to cover the astrology, the main astrology from the spring equinox, which is March 20th, until the summer solstice, which is on June 21st. So we will cover the astrological signs of Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, but with a focus on the big astrology transits. So I'm going to get into all of that here in just a second, but I want to start with a few announcements. I know that some of you really enjoy these astrology topics, and if you're not already on my email list, I invite you to sign up because I'm actually changing my format in how I share my astrology forecasts. I'm going to be focusing on, for example, the astrology through as the sun makes its transit through Aries. And so I'll be doing a forecast of the transit of Aries, including all of the big energies, developments, changes. This will make sense when you see it in your inbox, but just know that I'm going to make these reports more comprehensive. They will include the new moon and the full moon, as well as some of the major changes. So check that out. That's one of the new things I have in the works. A few other things to let you know about. I am starting some free online marketing classes in April. They are called Author Awesomeness, also designed to support artists, healers, messengers, teachers, anyone who is essentially marketing online these days. I have 15 plus years of marketing experience, including I was a digital marketing strategist for some big Fortune 500 companies. And I have a lot of information to share so that you can be successful in sharing your gifts online. So check that out, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Sign up and you'll get some updates about those classes. The other very cool thing to share with you is a brand new program that's coming out soon between myself and the amazing, incredible Sass Jordan. Sass is a legendary rock and roll singer. She's a Broadway actress. She was a Canadian Idol judge from 2003 to 2009. She says she was the Paula Abdul of the judging panel, if you will. And Sass and I have come together to create mastery courses for you. It's called Rockin' the New World with Sass and Molly, and it's going to be a four-part video series of mastery courses with handouts and worksheets and all kinds of glorious things so that you can put yourself out into the world with greater confidence. It's about public speaking. It's about sharing your ideas and information. This would pertain to presentation skills, dating. If you need to share what you're doing with your business, all of this is designed to help you understand how powerful you are and how to embrace that. So check out this, is our website, I'm going to say our website, because you can listen to a free podcast we put together, and you can find a link to that on ConsciousCoolChic.com. Just go there and scroll down and you'll see the link to Rockin' the New World with Sass and Molly. And a big shout out to Happiness and Wellbeing Magazine, who so graciously helped us with this launch by putting us on the cover of their magazine. And wow, if that's not really cool, I don't know what is. So as always, you know, I love Happiness and Wellbeing Magazine because I think it brings you a lot of quality information. So please check them out as well. Okay, we're going to dive into the astrology here. And I'm going to just ground myself because there's a lot of energy coming through, both through myself and through this program. I'm feeling that it's an anticipatory energy. Many of you are wondering about, you know, what's going on in the world, what's coming up next, what can I expect? And I want to help guide you through all that. So I'm going to put my feet on the ground here and take a quick sip of water, and then we're going to dive into the astrology. Okay, so March 20th is the spring equinox, and this is the beginning of the astrology calendar. It is the astrological new year. It is the 0 degree point of Aries, which is the beginning of the zodiac. This is a very powerful day, a very powerful energy. You might be listening to this and March 20th has already passed, but as I'm doing this show, it is March 18th, and we are preparing for this new beginning energy. In these final degrees of Pisces, which is what we're at right now, things are typically quieter. There's a release, a letting go, wondering what's next, what's the new beginning, what's the new thing. And it's a really important time to just focus on breathing and look at yourself and how you prepare for change. And how do you prepare for a new beginning, for a new start? Where do you go energetically? Because we can unconsciously have the fears around something happening, or we can consciously choose to feel excitement or curiosity or wonder around what is going to be created next? What new opportunities are going to come your way? What new choices can you make? What is really complete and done and cleared out? It's like clearing off your desk so that something new can arrive right in front of you. And that's an important awareness to hold because we're starting a new cycle that's very powerful. Spring equinox is the beginning of spring here in the Northern Hemisphere, and it is a zero point, an activation point that holds powerful intentional energy. So I'd like you to think about what is your intention as this new cycle begins. Now keep in mind, you do not need you don't have to be an Aries to need to hold this intention. This isn't about your sun sign. It isn't about even your astrology chart. It's coming back to what do you need to hold as your intention in this new beginning? Because that's going to help set the stage for you and where you're ready to go on your journey next. I've been talking with a lot of clients about release in the past few weeks. And I have this interesting story to share with you really quick, is that this woman I spoke to, was either last week or the week before, she was dealing with a lot of emotional turmoil and changes in her relationships. And we were talking it out, and she was avoiding her insecurities, avoiding some of the things that I thought were right there front and center. And finally, I just said to her, because she was talking about everybody else and how they affected her and the feelings that came up and her anger. And finally, I just said to her, you know what's happening is that you're realizing that you are a mean girl. And she said, what? Me? What do you mean, Molly? And I said, but what you're not understanding here is how you're manipulating and lying and going into these power struggles with people, and that all of this is showing up as you being a mean girl and directing it towards other people because you're not even aware of your own insecurities. You're the mean girl in this situation. And she was blown away, and she got really quiet, and she was starting to fight back tears. And I said, but this is a beautiful place to be, because this is now where you focus on releasing this pattern. And that's what's happening right now, my friends, is that we're seeing the truth of ourselves, and we're being given an opportunity to release it, to change it, to get into a healthier expression. And this is so important right now, because the astrology of spring 2014 is bam, big. It's like dynamite, transformation, evolutionary, dynamic changes. It's meant to take us forward. But we have to be willing to let go of what we were so we can step into a bigger, more powerful expression of ourselves. And so this client, realizing that she was a mean girl, it boggled her mind, and it was exactly what she needed to hear, because nobody else in her life was telling her the truth. And she couldn't see it in herself. But those are the kinds of patterns and things that are coming up right now. So this spring, looking at yourself with honesty, with authenticity, and with love is going to make all the difference in how you ride these waves. And as the sun moves into Aries, it's going to come into contact with the ongoing cardinal grand cross energies. I've been referencing these for the past 6 months now, and surely you've seen other astrologers talk about it, because it's a big, big deal. That's all caps, big. And when the sun moves into Aries, and it's going to work with Uranus in Aries, it's going to connect with Pluto in Capricorn, it's going to work with Mars in Libra and Jupiter in Cancer, it's going to touch on all of these focal points and bring it up to your awareness how you are being courageous in your self-identity. And that's what I want to offer you as a perspective to hold. In March, the second half of March, how courageous are you being in your self-love, in your independence, in your ability to follow what is best and true for you? Now, the new moon on March 30th is also going to highlight this, as is the first few days of April. So the end of March into April, it's about looking at how you're honoring yourself, how you're loving yourself, how you're saying, this is the truth of my gifts and what I'm here to share And, you know, the thing about the Aries energy is that it does fortify your self-identity, independence. I want to do it my way. I want to follow what's best for me. And all of that is good. But anything taken to an extreme can be a weakness. So you're also going to have to check in and make sure that whatever you're working on or deciding or putting into play in your life is of service to others. It's our ongoing balance, right? Always, you know, honoring what's best for me and knowing that other people are connected to that. But when the sun is in Aries, it really fortifies your it's self-identity. It's who you really are. And if you're honoring and loving yourself for that, and that's going to be important because as we move into April, April is one of the biggest months of the year. Really quick, I needed to talk about another significant change that happens here in March. Right after the spring equinox, the nodes change signs. Now, the North Node has been in Scorpio, revealing the power of transformation, the truth of ourselves, our emotional process. And the South Node has been in the opposite sign of Taurus, which is where perhaps we've been relying on our possessions too much for our self-identity. Or if we are wasting our money, how we're using our resources and finances, if we're using them responsibly to support us. And so it's been this ongoing dynamic with finances for many people, but also the burdens and emotional processes that come up related to money. As the nodes change signs, they actually move backwards in the zodiac, and they move into the North Node being in Libra and the South Node being in Aries. And this, again, pulls in the dynamic of balancing what is best for me and what is best for we. Because when the North Node moves into Libra, it brings relationships to the forefront, cooperation, making sure that you're using your head and your mind to make decisions and that you're not only following your instinct, you're also incorporating others and considering the win-win outcomes. This is a very diplomatic and peace-driven energy, but it is in opposition to that strong Aries energy of I'm going to do it my way. And so this is the balance point. And the North Node in Libra reminds us that collectively and together, we are all in this together. You know, we all live on this planet together. And so how can we all contribute to peace? How can we all avoid war? How can we focus on cooperation instead of competition? And the North Node in Libra with the South Node in Aries is going to be in effect until October 2015. It's an 18-month transit that's going to ask us to continually check in. And what is significant about the nodes changing into Libra and Aries is that it's the first time in a little over 18 years that this has happened. And so what you want to do is look back on your life, at the lessons you were learning in cooperation, peace, sharing your intellectual, using your mind to solve problems instead of only taking action. All of these themes came up previously in August 1995 until February of 1997. So basically the end of 95, all of 96, into 97, we're coming back to that same theme. Now, if you follow astrology, you maybe even heard some astrologers say that the nodes changed signs back in February. the North and South Node, a cycle pertaining to the moon. And there are basically two ways of calculating this cycle. And I don't want to get too particular or too scientific here, but I just want to share the difference, because for some people, they say the nodes change signs in February, and others are saying, such as myself, that the nodes are changing signs on March 22nd. They both mean or refer to the same thing. They're just calculated in different ways. And I prefer the mean node because it is a smoother calculation. The true node is not as direct as the mean node, because the true node, it goes direct and retrograde. And so every few days it's going direct, and then every few days it's going retrograde. And I feel that this is less understandable and it makes things a little bit shaky. So I prefer to use the mean node. And if you're an astrologer or you know astrology, you'll know what this means. If you don't, no worries. I'm just explaining that I use the mean node in my calculations. That's also because the software I use, the professional astrology software, uses the mean node. And that's I found it to be more valid for my clients. And there are some astrologers who think the opposite. So I just want to explain that you'll hear about the nodes changing at different times because there are two different understandings around them. But essentially, they signify a change in energy, and I think the mean node is more effective, or excuse me, more accurate. And so that's why I choose it. So we're shifting into a focus on Libra values. We're focusing on looking at ourselves in the spirit of cooperation and how we can co-create together, and how we can be polite and be assertive in a healthy sense, how we can negotiate, how we can share our opinions and ask others for their opinions. Anything that is too aggressive or intimidating, anyone who is even too angry or reckless is going to perhaps stumble, because we're meant to let go of that unconscious warrior energy and elevate it into a peacemaker. So if you have strong Aries in your chart, or if you feel that instinctual reaction come up, just take a breath. Take a breath and look at how you can be more peace-filled in your life and in the situation and in relationships, and that's going to pay off in the long run. So that's my little spiel on the nodes changing signs. So let's move into April, because April is the biggest month of the year in terms of astrology. And, you know, I feel it as, just intuitively, it's transformational. It's taking us to a new level, personally and collectively. It's a quantum leap. It's meant to keep ourselves in an evolutionary path. And I spoke about this a bit in the 2014 spiritual themes, about the Big Bang Theory. That's how I would describe April's energy, a Big Bang Theory, where something comes together, the forces come together to create a whole new dynamic or paradigm of energies. And I know this is a little bit esoteric, but, you know, look at our globe and the changes that are happening right now. It's a month of transformation and of information being revealed, of new developments being brought to the forefront, new parts of ourselves growing, expanding, transforming. It feels really exciting and also a bit like the energies are so big, it could be hard to completely understand them. That's because it is not meant to be a mental intellectual understanding, which would be quite limiting. It's meant to be cosmic. And so if I had to describe April, I would say it's cosmic. I would say, again, the Big Bang Theory, where we are moving forward in significant ways. And it's a time to change, to grow, to take big steps on your path as they come to you or as you feel pushed to make them. Now, this is going to be especially true the middle of April and the last 2 weeks of April. April 15th is a lunar eclipse in Libra, the first eclipse of 2014. Lunar eclipses bring up emotional, intuitive responses. It gives you the opportunity to look at how you are reacting or responding, how you feel about something. This lunar eclipse in Libra is at, I believe it's 25 degrees. And if you were to look at your astrology chart and to see where that degree shows up, you will get some more information about the area of your life that is ready for change. We are ready for this. We are ready to take quantum steps forward. We are ready to evolve personally and collectively. It's a time of deep change. And so for April, it's really important to be ready for your life to evolve in a way that's ultimately for your highest and best good. And at the start of this podcast, I asked you to look at how you feel about change. And that's because April is going to be about change. And for some people, it's going to be exciting and wonderful, and they're ready and they've been doing their work. For other people, it could be scary and uncertain and terrifying because they've been avoiding certain things. The experiences can run the gamut. Where are you ready to a new place that feels more like yourself? And I feel that this happens when we're really ready and we're putting intentions into the fact that I'm trusting whatever is for my highest and best good is ready for me, just as I am ready for it. On my website, I offer these monthly guidance downloads because I want you to be strong and confident in yourself and in the changes that as they are unfolding for you. These monthly downloads, I call them monthly guidance downloads. They're on the website under Shop Awesomeness, and they are downloads that have meditations, energy work, tips, insights, all about the month of April, so that you can do some quick centering and grounding meditations wherever you are, and you can feel strong in your energy wherever you are. So check that out on the website, because I'm going to have one for May available soon as well as June. I just want you to know that you're in control of this. Like, you are always in control of your mind. And that is one of the themes of spring 2014. How do you think about yourself? Are you thinking too small? Are you holding yourself back even though you know, quote unquote, you're ready? Are you able to step forward and to have thoughts that support your dreams? Are you thinking about yourself in an empowering way? Are you reinforcing the fact that you can do this and that you're ready? So that's one of the themes that's going to be coming up here in April and into May. Now, April, as we continue on into April, through April, we have that first eclipse at 25 degrees of Libra on April 15th, which will focus on partnerships and The give and take dynamic in a partnership, especially related to your emotional needs. So are these mutually satisfying relationships? What is being revealed to you that you need to know, either about yourself or someone else? It brings up self-love. And that is one of the main themes of these eclipses, is that are you loving yourself first so that you can show up as that strong partner for somebody else? I'm going to skip here to the second eclipse. The solar eclipse on April 28th is in Taurus. And it is the Sun, Moon, and Mercury, all conjunct in Taurus. And Taurus energy is about practical decisions, being very grounded and simple in what you're creating. There's a focus on self-reliance and, again, self-worth. Both of these eclipses on April 15th and April 28th are about self-worth and how you're loving yourself, both how you're loving yourself in relationships and how you're loving yourself as a full, beautiful, complete human being on the planet. If there are areas that are weak within you, if there's an energy deficiency, if you're out of balance, if you are not open to expanding your self-love, that will be revealed because there's a part of you that's ready to see that, and if you'll be given opportunities to upgrade it. If you are in that strong place of self-love, I am worthy, I am open and willing to receive financial abundance, I am willing to feel supported by the universe, if that is where you're at, you're going to see those energies show up as well. How cool is that? You're going to have those experiences that take you to the next level of whatever you're doing or creating. So I want to give you that heads up that these eclipses focus on how you're loving yourself, how you're loving other people, how you're taking care of your own needs so that you can do that in a very healthy way in relationships. The energy of Taurus is also connected to the earth and feeling grounded, feeling connected to nature. It's very feminine energy. It's based on, the trees and the leaves and the flowers and the oceans and all these things that are open, blossoming, flowing. To that energy, especially around that second eclipse on April 28th, 29th, and look at how we are united together on this planet and that nature is a wonderful gift to us and it supports us just as we support nature. And so, it's funny, I just got this hit here. We could be on this planet and not have nature be so prominent. So there's something about connecting to everything around us that grounds us and seeing it as interrelated. Program called Cosmos on every Sunday night. And they are focusing on the scientific interrelatedness of our universe, from the smallest microcosmic beings to the grand universe and all the structures and webs that connect us all. And I think that's a beautiful reminder and very timely message about how we're all related, how we're all connected, and how we are constantly giving and receiving energies. So the April eclipses are going to help you see that more in yourself. This will be a different energy, this will be a slightly different for each person, depending on where it is in your astrology chart. If you need help with that, let me know, and we can look into it during a session. So now I want to go back here to April 21, 22, and 23. I mentioned how big April is, and that's because these 3 days in April is when a rare astrological event is active, and that is the Cardinal Grand Cross. This is something that does not happen very often, and certainly won't happen again in our lifetime. And there is, okay, imagine that there is a four-way intersection and a planet is at each point in that four-way intersection. And they're all coming together energetically in the middle of that intersection, all four energies at once. And this is why I feel the Big Bang energy. It's because you have these four energies coming together to create something new. It's a beginning point. It's a point of creation, a point of new intentions, new beginnings. And so in your life, in your own personal energy, what are you ready to create? What are you ready to give birth to? Because April is going to be requiring us to do that deep level of change, to really be ready. And if you have in your astrology chart a planet or point between 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you're going to be feeling this personally, more strongly. If you do not have a planet or key point at 10, 11, 12, 13, or 14 degrees, you are still going to feel it, but it could be more of a, it's like a global connection, meaning your job is to be peace and to send peace and love out into the world, to be a creator of that higher expression of energy. That is your role. Because it is needed right now more than ever that we focus on evolving humanity from a highly conscious viewpoint. There could be some types of destruction or things ending or, you know, things being completed that are quite big and quite phenomenal, but we choose where to direct the energy after that. So please know that April is a powerhouse month, and we are going to be called on a soul level to direct our energy to peace, love, joy, abundance, all these things that we want to experience in our life. It's time to put those into action even more. And that is what April is about, my friends. It's really about putting those energies in motion. You know, we can't just only talk about them. We have to be able to do something. And it could be that you meditate more, that you post more positive opinions or perspectives online or social media. It could be that you share more of your gifts and offer people solutions and services, whatever it is that helps you contribute to where we want to go next as a collective human family. And so that is April, and it's quite dynamic. Then we move into May. And May is going to help us balance and get more grounded in our energies. I feel that some of May is going to include some shockwaves, if you will. More things come to light or get revealed. That's because of the May 14th Scorpio full moon. That's also where Venus squares Pluto, and this could be seen as feeling like financial resources are revealed. It's like something comes to light around perhaps the financial structures in the world or from different companies, you know, the balance sheets show up or any lies, discrepancies, untruths are also coming to the forefront in May, because whatever is being hidden, whatever isn't in truth or within high in alignment with the higher energies has to come to the surface, because it can't hide. It won't hide. It won't survive in the shadows. And so May feels like a time of grounding, but also deeper revealing. You know, what else needs to be shown to us so that it can't operate in the dark? And that's that process of bringing things to the light and loving it for what we've learned, what it's taught us. This could show up for you personally, or it'll be part of our collective experience. Information will be moving pretty fast in May as well. I feel a speeding up of stuff. It's almost like, you know, how your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed, it's constantly changing. I feel that gets revved up even a little bit more. And that's because of, you know, secrets coming out or things being revealed or stuff coming to the forefront, and it just gets people talking. There's a lot of chatter, I feel, in the energy of May. And the astrology is going to, it supports that, and it's also going to ask us to make some very conscious choices around how we direct our energy going forward. And this is especially true as Mars in Libra turns direct on May 19th. We will have better clarity around relationships, around which actions to take. If you've been on the fence about something, May 19th going forward is going to be a time to take the right actions for you. The Mars and Libra energy can be quite passive-aggressive. It can be, it's like a double agent, someone who's working both sides, and that can be how you feel mentally. It's like, I don't know which choice to make or which way to go, because I feel it, I'm feeling it on both sides, and I want to be fair, and I want to make the right decision, and I'm concerned about other people. And so I feel that by the end of May, more actions are going to be taken that are in right alignment. And then we see on May 24th, the third Water Grand Trine. That includes Jupiter in Cancer, Saturn in Scorpio, and Chiron in Pisces. Now, these are three outer planets that have come into contact two times previously. The first was July 17th. Last July of 2013, we had a very rare grand sextile where these three planets were connected, as well as three more planets in Earth signs. December 12th, these three planets met up again for another Water Grand Trine. And May 24th is going to be their third and final connection point. Now, a Water Grand Trine has ease and flow, creativity, intuition. It's allowing something to be released, and so that something else can come down, come in, fill up the vessel. I feel this energy as being an opening to deeper intuitive understandings and information. It can be quite magical and expressive. There can also be a feeling of grounding in your emotional body. So instead of feeling like your emotions are out of control or run the show, it can be this connection of My feelings are giving me important understandings about myself. I'm coming into contact with the vastness of who I am. I'm loving myself even more. And this Water Grand Shrine on May 24th is quite lovely for that. And because it's the third time this has occurred, we've been in the process of something. So something is also coming to a culmination point. What have you been learning since July 2013 around your emotional world, your feelings? Have you been honoring them, accepting them, loving them? And then again, middle of December, and now the end of May. It's really about loving your emotional process with maturity, open-heartedness, and seeing how you're healing yourself. There's a self-healing component. And that is freaking amazing, I think, that we live in a time where we can be healing ourselves across all these timelines, past lives, dimensions. We're healing it all right here and right now, and that's also why this time is so big. And as you heal yourself, you contribute that energy into the world, and you help others heal. They're here to heal. So it's a very positive, uplifting energy. And I feel that globally, that's where we're going to connect with each other even more. So again, that is May 24th. May 28th, there's a new moon in Gemini that is very, again, it feels like a lot of chatter and it's busy, and it, the lower vibration of that is gossip, talking about things that don't matter, you know, going in too many directions at once kind of a thing. But what is coming up as a very strong message here for the end of May is looking at how your thoughts support you or not, and how you use your mental energy to love yourself, to go for your goals, to fulfill your purpose. And if that isn't the case, if you find that at times your mind is too much of a dark dungeon or it works against you, you can change that. Our brains are alive. Our brains have energies, and the neurons are always connecting, and we have power over how our brains work. And so for the end of May, looking at your mental process and understanding that you can always change it is going to be key. You can always change your thoughts. Then we move into June. And June is going to be a little bit, I feel it is a little lighter, especially after the dynamic energies of April and May. June is lighter, and it is going to be a bit of a breather that we will be open to and welcoming. It's going to be here faster than ever. That's the other thing about the next few months, is that time is going to continue to feel that it's speeding up. And June, I feel it as an opportunity to intentionally, like I'm seeing it as to intentionally walk a little slower. Instead of running, pace yourself if you can, so that you're feeling in control of your energy. You're feeling that you own your body and that your mind is supporting you and working with you. Now, June is when we also have our next Mercury retrograde. That starts June 7th and goes until July 2nd. So that's it feels a little bit longer. You know, it's a good 3.5 weeks of Mercury retrograde. And it will turn retrograde in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer at 3 degrees, and go back into Gemini. It will go to the 24th degree of Gemini. And this retrograde period, again, we're going to be looking at how we think about ourselves, how we use our inner language to love and support our outer process. June is going to feel a bit more stable in some regards because we don't have the big, big energies. We're going to take a break, if you will. And we're also going to want to, I'm hearing security. There's a little bit more focus on just feeling stable, secure, going to a place of safety, if you will, like that, perhaps retreating into your love nest or retreating to the ocean or going on a vacation. It feels like a retreat energy, a retreat from all of the stuff happening out in the world and calling back into you the energy that you want, the energy that supports you, the energy that feels right for you on this part of your journey. So in June, I would advise, what can you plan for yourself that's just going to feel comforting, stimulating, enjoyable? Focus on that. Focus on what you're ready for, and I feel it as a fun energy, something a little bit more playful, a release. Because as we go forward into the summer solstice, things heat up again. Things get hotter as the sun moves into Cancer, and I'll do another show about that, but that will be specifically on June 22nd. It's the summer solstice. It's a very powerful day. It's a new beginning point. It's a focus on a growth and initiation and new beginnings, but in a different sense. It's about looking at how we are maturing, how we are taking care of each other, how we are nurturing ourselves. From now until the summer solstice, you are getting stronger in your self-identity. You're going to be looking at how you're loving yourself and what relationships support that. You're going to be examining your inner mind's working and how you speak to yourself, how you love who you are right now at this point in your journey. And then when the summer solstice arrives with the new burst of energy and a new infusion of intentions, we're going to move through the summer and things are going to heat up a bit more and there's going to be some significant changes in planets. So I'll be talking about that when closer to the summer solstice. But for now, focus on getting stronger and who you are right now and what you're ready to do next. Where do you need to take an initiative in your life? Where do you need to set a bigger intention for what you can do next? How can you get out there a little bit more or feel stronger in yourself a little bit more? And most importantly, just love yourself even more. There's a lot of big themes here, and they are meant to help us establish a more solid inner foundation. Because when you have that, you are golden. you are set. When you have that strong foundation of who you are, what you're here to contribute, knowing that you're loved, knowing that you're valuable, you can go forward and take on the world. You can go forward with excitement and passion for your life and for your dreams. And I think that's what it's all about right now. So I know many of you are listening to this live, and even more are going to listen to this in the archives. Keep these thoughts around. Maybe you write them on a post-it note, or you know, just keep them on your phone or even in your mind. But know that right now it's all about getting stronger in your self-identity, loving yourself even more, and really owning all of your gifts and talents, because going forward, those are the kinds of people we need in the world even more. There are many people who are lost right now, who are scared, who are uncertain, and they need you. They need you to be stronger and to help guide them through and to be an example, a shining light that helps them understand more about their own journey. And this is its own huge topic. But I just want to share that know that, you know, when you're stronger in yourself, that benefits many people who are looking for those examples in their own life. And I think that's really important right now, is to know that everything that you can contribute that is uplifting, that is positive, that is helping people in some way, it's going to come back to you, and it's contributing to everything we're creating right now in the world. Wow, I'm feeling... Okay, so if you need assistance with anything going on in your astrology chart, you can find out more about my sessions on consciouscoolchic.com. I will be doing some more of these special astrology shows throughout the months ahead, so please follow on Blog Talk Radio. Just click the follow button and you'll get notified when I'm doing a new astrology show. And also be sure and sign up on my email list, because that's where I send out updates around astrology and what is happening. Thank you so much for connecting with me. I always appreciate it. I always appreciate everyone who calls in and who listens online. Thank you for your time and energy. And I will see you soon and wish you the very best as this next phase of the journey begins. Take good care, my friends. Namaste.